I'm a big believer that experience teaches. My goal with this show is to have guests to share their experience so that they can tell you what it's like, what they did right, and what they did wrong. And I'm going to share the same. Look, I'm not trying to regurgitate stuff you can find on the internet. I'm going to tell you how it really is and what it's really like to own your own place.
This is the National Restaurant Owners Podcast with your host, Kyle and Sarah.
This episode of the National Restaurant Owners Podcast is brought to you by Plate IQ, your accounts payable automation and expense management solution. As a restaurant owner, you know how important it is to stay on top of your bills. Plate IQ works with over 20,000 restaurants across the country, helping them manage and automate the full life cycle of the invoice process. Everything from general ledger coding up to and including bill payment. Plate IQ uses OCR. What's OCR, Kyle? I'm going to tell you. It's optical character recognition and deep machine learning to help eliminate manual data entry from the accounts payable process. With Plate IQ's vendor pay, you can seamlessly flow from invoice upload to paying your bills. That means you don't have to type it in. You scan it in and it does the rest of the work for you. How about that? Does that save you some time? Some headaches? With Plate IQ's vendor pay, you can also see what is due and when. Schedule payments via check, ACH, or Plate IQ card. Plus, you can even earn cash back. Yes, cash back on your invoices from over 180,000 vendors. I didn't even know there were that many vendors. That's amazing. Lastly, vendor pay is also for vendors. Keeping your vendors happy will give you leverage in negotiating your terms. Vendors participating in Plate IQ's vendor pay love it because on average, they get paid 25% faster. To learn more, head over to plateiq.com, hit request demo in the top right-hand corner, and when you're done and you love it and you're ready to sign up, mention that you heard all about Plate IQ on the National Restaurant Owners Podcast from Kyle and receive 25% off implementation. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the National Restaurant Owners Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle and Sarah, and this is a solo episode. It's a solo episode, and I'm going to start doing more of these. I'm going to start doing more of these solo episodes because I feel like I have a lot of value to add, and I just don't ever get to it. I don't get to it on some of these shows, and that's okay because the value is from the guests, and that's what I hope you guys are getting from the folks that we've had on. But this one is, yeah, I just finished writing an article for Total Food Magazine on this topic, and it's something that I know a lot of you guys need to hear, and it's, you know, nobody wants to have to do it, but we got to prepare for what's happening with the economy, right? The recession that people, I hate that word. I really hate that word, but that's what they call it. And these are seven things that I've come up with that I feel are musts. You know, a lot of folks just sit back and they wait and they are not proactive about what could potentially be happening in the economy, or they're just so head down in their business that, you know, yeah, we're going to make it. And you're kind of just focused on getting, you know, the prep list on, placing your orders, doing your scheduling. And, you know, somebody's coming in to take TikToks, make TikToks with you. So, but you need that time to really run the business. And that's what this episode is about. So, you know, the experts are all saying that the economy is going to be in for a tough time. You see some major corporations, Amazon's got a hiring freeze. A lot of other companies have done the same thing, or they're cutting staff. CBRE, the largest commercial real estate firm in the world, just cut several hundred jobs. So, they're forecasting things out a little bit further than we are. So it's understandable that they are making those cuts if they believe a recession is on the horizon. So, we all know things like food costs, fuel, and you know, labor costs have been through the roof. Inflation has increased. And all of those things, the rising inflations and the high fuel prices and all that stuff is what indicates that there's a recession coming. So, but fortunately, as a business owner, there are some things that you can do to sort of hedge yourself and protect yourself and so-called recession-proof your business. It's not easy. It's not fun. right? A lot of things that we do in the restaurant are easy and they're fun. We like to do them. We like to be in the restaurant business. We like to host people. We like to have a good time. These are things that are going to be not so fun, but they're must-dos in order to recession-proof your restaurant. So let's just get into them. The first thing you have to do is look at your menu. I mean, you know it. There are things on there that shouldn't be there. And let's just take a step back. There are things that shouldn't be there and there are ingredients that shouldn't be on there. So you need to take a look, you know, because I know a lot of you guys are not so great at this. You need to take a look at your menu and your pricing. Okay. If you did your pricing 2 years ago, you need to update them. You know, you have to make sure that you're using the most recent pricing to understand exactly what each dish is costing you. Again, food costing is not fun, but it's necessary. And it's, you know, when you have this level of inflation, it's critical. So understand not only the food cost, but the sales of the items and the demands of the customers, the things that your customers actually want, not what you want on the menu. So you probably have some things that are costing you more than what you get for them when you factor everything in, like inventory, which I know not a lot of you folks do. But keep in mind that certain menu items at day parts that are not as successful, like I'm not saying cut your dinner menu in half, but take a look at your breakfast, brunch, and lunch menus, right? Maybe they have some things on there that can help reduce the cost or some costs that need to be raised, increased, because it seems that in a recession, people typically skip things like breakfast, brunch, and lunch, and they'll go out to dinner and they'll go out for cocktails, but their way of saving is going to be kind of take care of those other two meals at home. So take a look at those menus first and see what you can do. You know, ideally, you find something straight away like, hey, this isn't moving, let's just get rid of it. But sometimes you got to take a deeper dive and just say, hey, this is a little bit more labor intensive. This one is, hey, I like it. And, you know, the Smiths that come in every Thursday, they like it. But other than that, you know, it's going to be tough to remove it. But like you said, like we said in the beginning, this is running a business. Another thing you have to do, and this is where it becomes tricky, particularly if you're a very hands-on operator and you have that emotional connection with your employees, and obviously so many of you do, and, you know, posting on different platforms like TikTok and Instagram, I get various forms of feedback from different restaurant owners, but there are some of you that are not focused on treating your employees correctly, and you can see that in the job performance. And at a time like this, when you need more from them, you may find it more difficult to get what you want from them. So you need to review, take a look at, you know, if you have formal reviews that you've been doing, keep an eye on those or take those out rather and see if there's any kind of room for improvement based on employees' previous productivity levels or where they're at, where they were and where they're at now. That is in addition to cross-training them. So I know how cooks are. I know how servers are. I know how a lot of you guys are. You're like, no, I do this on that day. And, you know, at this time, you may have to ask them to do something different. You may have to have a server be a host one night. You may have to have your lunch cook work a Sunday brunch. Whatever it is, and there's no universal answer, you have to dive in there. And you got to see what can be done. You got to take off the glasses of, this is what we always do, and find out what needs to be done. You may find that you can increase some opportunities for some employees, but you're going to have to decrease others. But ultimately, your focus is the productivity and the morale of the staff, because ultimately, if they're not happy, it trickles down to the guests, and that's a whole separate podcast, but you guys know that. You know, when you have less staff doing more, you will increase the ability for those staff members to have more say, have more interactions with the guest, and ultimately, I think, have a healthier environment, right? You have a connection of being a tighter crew, has a connection of going to quote unquote war together with each other every day. And I think you're going to find out that the customers will love it. And they're really going to appreciate that, you know, that form of service a little bit more personable. They're going to recognize people a little bit more. Things are going to be a little bit more familiar to them. And I think it can go a long way with your service and your hospitality. All right, moving right along here. Tech. Now, I know just speaking to a lot of you guys online and offline, you're at various points in your restaurant with your technology. But, you know, it wasn't that long ago that restaurants didn't have such great websites, right? But with the pandemic and the recession potentially coming, you got to have all of your stuff in line. You know, you have to take a look at the technology. And I know that there's a lot of tech out there. We talk about it a lot on the show with CEOs of these tech companies. But ultimately, the bottom line is this. You should invest in technology that either increases your sales or makes your team and or yourself more productive. There's hundreds, right? And I can go here and rattle off things that I like. You know, I just was talking about Mies. They just got a big round of funding. Recipe costing. I can't even go into detail how great this product is, but they just got $11.5 million investment, and I'm not surprised because it is anybody who's been in the business for a long time remembers Chef Tech. You will be so frustrated when you see Mies at how easy it is to use compared to the crap we went through with Chef Tech. So if it's recipe costing, if there's any kind of automation when it comes to ordering, anything you can do to track your expenses automatically, that's what you want. That's what you want to do. So start having an open mind to what's out there because you're going to need it. All right, it's no longer an option. You're going to need restaurant technology to make yourself lean and mean, and it's not going anywhere. So investing in it now will yield you returns. If you pick the right one, right? Take your time, pick the right stuff that works for you. Make sure you can operate it. Make sure it's actually saving you money. Make sure it's actually something that you need, not you're being sold on something, but something that takes something off your plate, saves you money, or makes you more productive, more efficient. So that's it. There's a thousand different pieces of software out there. And again, not a universal answer for everybody. The one universal thing I guess I would say would be a solid POS. And you guys know I love Toast. So, if Toast heard that, you know, we would love a little maybe collaboration conversation. but I do love Toast. Also, speak to your vendors and see what you can do about your terms. I'm not asking you to, you know, don't be a jerk, right? Like they've got businesses to run, they've got families to feed. But again, this is why I've said before is those relationships with your vendors and your suppliers are so critical because when things hit the fan, you want to be able to rely on them. So when you have a lot of vendors, it can be great, right? And it's not great, although the US Foods, the Cisco's, and a lot of these other groups would love to get you to buy everything from them. And sometimes that works, but it's at a time like this, you can leverage your relationships with other vendors to help you reduce prices. And if there's any issue with one vendor in terms of price or relationship or billing or what have you, you're in a better position to make something else happen with them. So have these conversations with your vendors. Negotiate now to make sure you have the best price and the best products on the market. Don't let them sell you on things that you don't need. Now is not the time to try new products. Now is just to kind of stay the course. So if there's an opportunity to do anything to lower those costs, like maybe, hey, if you ordered on Wednesdays instead of get your delivery on Wednesdays instead of Fridays, it would make things easier. We can help you out. Or if you, who knows? Who knows? Again, you got to have the conversations. But do your research. Do your research and make sure you're actually getting the best prices because they're in the same situation, right? They're dealing with inflation. They're dealing with delays. They're dealing with all sorts of issues on their end. You need to be sensitive to that and just having an open conversation. Invite them into the restaurant, have lunch with them, have a drink with them, have a cup of coffee, and just say, how are we going to get through this together? You know, so if there are things that have been added to your bill, like fuel prices or delivery charges. See if they can help you out there, as opposed to maybe, you know, item by item, it might be a little bit easier for them to help you out with that. What else? Just simple cost saving stuff. So in addition to taking a look at the menu and looking at technology, you know, there's some little things that you can do that are going to make a huge difference in your sales during a recession. And a couple things that I think work well are focusing on how you can be the go-to restaurant for different occasions. You know, graduations, Mother's Day, holidays are coming up are great. You know, private events, reducing the amount of specials that you have, the 2-for-1s, the, you know, unlimited this, the $5 beers during Monday Night Football, whatever it is. Discounting your products is going to be a problem for you in the future. I'm not a big fan of it, but, you know, go for value. What kind of value can you provide this time without discounting things? Because, you know, it does you no good to cheapen the experience, right? You don't want to sacrifice the guest experience. You don't want to be giving things away. So find out where there are, you know, actual value in prices. You know, realize that you maybe be able to take something and turn it into something else and make that an offer. Who knows? Again, think outside the box. Speak to your staff. Get different ideas from staff, valued customers whose experience, whose opinion you trust, and they're going to lead you into a new idea. You're not going to be able to do this on your own. So have these conversations. You know, people who go out for these occasion dinings or they go out for private parties, they want value and they want communication and they want to trust somebody. So be at the forefront of that. Be at the forefront of these conversations with your guests in terms of, we want to provide the best value. What do you think, you know, something that you guys really like? Again, guests that you really, really trust and you have their ear or they have, you know, given you valuable advice in the past. And again, servers are the front lines. And hopefully you have that relationship with your staff where they're coming back to you with ideas. And now's a great time to tap into that. I'll also say in regards to you know, I guess generating more sales and saving money is, it's easy right now to look at things like your social media expense and your marketing stuff and say, well, we don't need that now. I would argue you need it more than ever. So even though it's common to cut the social media person's pay or stop spending money on Google ads or Facebook ads, don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, be smart, maybe cut down a little bit, but don't rip out everything. TikTok, spoken about it before. It's a huge opportunity, organic social media marketing. People love behind the scenes story. Stay active on social, engage with your audience, share your specials, share the new value adds you have. And you'll get customers in the door. People are going to want to visit places that they feel comfortable. They feel like they can trust. And you build that know, like, trust, familiarity factor by posting organic content on social media. So get to it. We've already done that episode. And this is a big one because I know not a lot of you folks are great on this. And this is the time of year when your accountants and your financial folks are a little stressed. They're trying to get everything done for all their clients. But I don't know how often you guys look at your cash flow and profitability and your costs. I would suggest weekly. And if you're already doing weekly, you can look at daily, right? You can really keep an eye on what, if your system is tight, it's one of the most significant things you're going to be able to do. But not only is it good because you're heading into a recession, it's good because it's teaching you a new skill. And not a lot of you folks want to do it. I know that. I know what that's like. So I think now is the time to get used to monitoring your cash flow, tracking your profitability, and really keeping an eye on expenses that'll make you understand where you need the attention and the resources and the bodies to make for a better business and a better experience for your guests. You know, businesses that typically survive these type of economic downturns, they save cash, right? Even in the downturn, they're putting cash away. So take a look at bills that are coming up. Make sure you understand all your business expenses that are coming up carefully, quarterly bills, so you have the money on hand. Don't tap into your sales tax like an idiot. Put your bank statements, your invoices, your payroll reports, put them under a freaking microscope and just buckle down and you're going to be good. Monitor your electricity usage. Make sure your, you know, cleaning supplies are well stocked, but not overstocked. Keep an eye out for, you know, one of the things that restaurants love to do, keep the water running to defrost things faster, right? Let's see if we can cut that out. Let's stay ahead of it a little. Sounds silly. It sounds crazy. It's a mindset shift. It's not about the water coming out of the faucet. It's about saying, that's money. I need to save it. Shut it off. A lot of these things go unnoticed when everything's great, but now that things are going a little sideways, it's time to really shift your mindset and say, all of this shit is money that I could be putting in my pocket, and instead I'm letting it go out the door. Be mindful and pay attention to details to save money. Make your staff part of it. Make them aware of these things. You have to strengthen your cash flow to survive. And you're only going to be able to do that if you're paying attention. If you need to bring in help, but ultimately it falls on you as the owner, right? And if you're a manager listening to this or a chef listening to this, you want to get some real accolades. You want to really show ownership that you're, you know, worth every penny. Find ways to save money. Find ways where the restaurant's bleeding cash and let them know and pump it back into the business. Lastly, I'll say just kind of keep an eye out for what could be coming up. You know, keep your eye on the horizon a little bit. It's, you know, it's crucial for restaurants to really keep an eye on the future and to have that flexibility to make quick and smart strategic decisions in order to keep your business alive and thriving. If you have a business plan, check in with it, maybe revise it. Do some projections, sit with your accountant, sit with your bookkeeper, see if they can help out. They obviously can, assuming everything's up to date. But this is going to be where the rubber meets the road for a lot of you guys. The competition is not going to stop, right? A recession can lead to long-term changes. Like, hey, the recession came, we lost the restaurant, horrible situation. But it also can build a restaurant. There are going to be opportunities. And if you can just navigate through this, right, like a boat, up and down the waves, can you navigate these rough seas when you come out the other side and the sun is shining and everything is there and you got some cash behind you and you built your brand and your social media is thriving? It's another badge of honor after all the shit you've been through the last couple of years, and it's just ultimately going to make you a better restaurant owner. Don't just look at all the negative stuff and feel bad and cut back and skimp and try to save money. Good times and bad times, they're always following each other. If you look at history, every time there's a boom, there's a downturn, right? You need to focus on things that are going to make you a better restaurant. Nothing's going to last forever. That includes the good things. They don't last forever. The bad times don't last forever. But try out some of these things that we mentioned here, and you're going to be in an excellent position to really keep your profits where they're at, or maybe even maximize them. And then, like I said, you just built a muscle now that's going to make you a better restaurant when everything starts ripping again. So that's it. Those are my tips. I'm hopeful that you guys will take some of these and put them into practice. You know how to find me on social media if you have any questions. There is a link in my bio if you want to schedule a little bit of a one-on-one. And look, man, you guys have been through some serious shit the last couple of years. This is just another thing. You have learned a lot through that period. So now is the time to take that muscle and use it to grow this muscle and ultimately come out the other side a better restaurant. All right, I'm Kyle and Sarah, at Kyle and Sarah on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, everywhere. Now on YouTube. YouTube has handles now, so it's at Kyle and Sarah on YouTube. Started putting some shorts up there. And best of luck to you guys. I know you will definitely thrive here, not just survive. So be strong, be a business owner, and I have no doubt I'll see you on the other side. All right, guys, thank you so much, and I'll see you guys on Friday.
Thank you for checking out another episode of the National Restaurant Owners Podcast. If you enjoyed it and you'd like to help support the show, share it with your friends. Share it with your restaurant buddies. Share it with your people who want to be restaurant people. That'd be great. And you could post on your social, too. We would love that. Tag us. We'll share it in kind, right? That's what they say. We'll share it in kind. So you share and we'll share it. And if it's not too much to ask, one other little thing or two other little things, if you could leave us a rating and review, we'd really appreciate it, because that's what kind of like bumps us up and makes us, you know, more visible to other restaurant folks who are looking for us. So that'd be great. To catch all the latest from me personally, you can follow me on Instagram at Kyle and Sarah. Also at Kyle and Sarah on Twitter and on TikTok and LinkedIn. So that's great. If you want to follow the show, it's at restaurant_owners_podcast on Instagram. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.